The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of this Monday's edition of the National Intel Report, and my guest today, on this 21st day of September 2009, for the second hour as well, is Dr. Adrian Krieg. And I'm just going through the list of the books and the predictions that you've made here. Going back, our political systems, the book you wrote, published in 2004. Here you have the total control of the dialogue of the presidential debates. Prevention of third-party participation in presidential debates. Well, they kind of let Ron in there in 2008 for a little while and then basically deemed him a crackpot and pushed him off to the side. The selection of candidates for both parties prior to the primary elections, you know, get one from column A or come from one from column B, and, well, they're both on the same menu. They're made out of the same thing. The eventual takeover of the presidential politics by the Illuminati. Dear sir, you sound like a conspiracy theorist. Explain yourself.
Well, first of all, I object to the phrase conspiracy theorists. And the reason I object to it is they simply tacked a word theory onto the issue to make it appear not to be factual. And I will debate anybody at all relating to a conspiracy running this country. Anybody who doesn't believe that has got to be completely nuts, because if you just look at our media, and just the media by itself, nothing else, then you can see very, very clearly that there is a bias against third-party politics, against the conservatives, against people who believe in libertarian economics. The bias is so prevalent and so obvious that absolutely nobody can dispute it. You know, on top of that, we have a series of secret and semi-secret organizations that, in effect, run this country. Now, I don't think anybody can dispute this. Let's look at who's in these organizations. The Order. It's also called the Order of Death. It's also called 322. It's called Bones. It's called Skull and Bones. It's a senior society at Yale University. They run the Yale Endowment Fund. They control most of the bishopsies of the Episcopalian Church. They are in the leadership of the CFR, the Trilateral Commission in the Bohemian Grove. Nobody can dispute that this organization exists. There are scores of books and articles on it. We have the Bilderbergers, which is the largest secret organization in continental Europe, with some American membership also. It is a very large organization, extremely powerful. It is so secret and secretive that they do not have a listed address, a listed phone number, a fax number, nothing. However, they have huge meetings.
Hold on. They got another huge one coming up. G20. We'll be right back.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
In your predictions that you made in your books, the failure of the judicial system to protect the constitutionally mandated regulations and their cowardice in not challenging executive orders. In other words, we've got a federal judge. Hey, we're just lockstep. Go ahead.
The federal courts. Let people understand that there are three parts of our government: the judicial, the executive, and the legislative. The legislative is the House of Representatives and the Senate. The judicial is the court system, headed by the Supreme Court, and the executive is the presidency. They are supposed to be separate. In the last 25 or so years, the separation of powers between these three entities has begun to disappear completely. The executive has become more and more powerful at the expense of the legislative, and the judicial has not done the jobs that it's supposed to do. And I'll give you a really, really good example of that, because I was part, I did an AmeriCurie writ to the court relating to NAFTA. Now, NAFTA was illegally enacted because it was not passed by the Senate and the House of Representatives. It was passed as an executive order by Bill Clinton. So essentially, that's why it's called an agreement rather than a treaty. It does not have the force of law. In other words, if we elected someone who said, I don't like this damn thing, they could just shut it down. They could just eliminate it, and that would be end of it, because it doesn't have the force of law. But a lawsuit was brought in Birmingham, Alabama, federal court by the United Steelworkers against NAFTA. And they said, look, this agreement was illegally enacted. It was made law by an executive order. The first paragraph of the U.S. Constitution says that only the legislature can make laws. This was the President Bill Clinton making law. They were absolutely right. So I filed a brief for them, I think, 25 or 30 pages, and they went to court, and the first court that they went to said, no, you're wrong. They took it up to a higher court. The higher court said, yes, you're right. You are, in fact, correct. And they passed it on to the Supreme Court, where the case should have been argued. And the Supreme Courts turned down and said, effectively and factually said, this is a legislative matter. It is not a judicial matter. That is absolutely wrong. It is a judicial matter, not a legislative matter. It is a judicial matter because the Supreme Court is supposed to rule on the constitutionality of action taken by the executive and legislative branches.
They have said, Adrian, that we're not going to make any rulings. Basically, what they came out and said on the issues of treaties and things of that nature and anything to do with the global takeover of the United States and the entire world, the New World Order, we're not going to hear any arguments on. As a matter of fact, some of these same Supreme Court justices have been citing international law that trumps U.S. law.
This is, of course, where this latest appointee is extremely dangerous.
Oh, Sotomayor?
Sotomayor. She is a disaster. This woman thinks that international law trumps the U.S. Constitution. She has repeatedly stated that. I am absolutely appalled at any senator who voted for her. She's a nutcase. She belongs to this organization called, it's an organization like the Bohemian Grove for females. It's a female supremacist organization. She was the keynote speaker in 2008. They had their meeting in Lima, Peru, because they didn't want to have it in the United States, because there were a lot of prominent women, senators and congressmen and so on and so forth, who didn't want to be recognized as being members of this organization, so they had their meeting in Lima, Peru. And she was the keynote speaker.
Speaking about another ex-senator, Clinton, Hillary Clinton has just come out and said, and she was speaking at the Brookings Institution just recently, she said, there's a need for a global architecture of cooperation. And I'm quoting this cast iron biddy, Miss Piano Leg USA. Sorry, if there's any Hillary Clinton adorers out there, you can go down to Peru. Quoting her, as President Obama leads our U.S. delegation at this year's General Assembly, I hope we can demonstrate that the United Nations does not have to just to be just a diplomatic talk shop on First Avenue in Manhattan at its best. She said it could be an institution that brings the world's nations together to solve global problems through adherence to rules and principles set forth in the UN Charter.
Yes, well,
now, just on that alone, just on that alone, this biddy should be bounced so far off, the dead can't bounce so hard that she's now a resident of the moon. This is treason.
Well, But, you know, I'm going to tell you, this upcoming G20 meeting is going to be extremely contentious. And the media has not reported this whatsoever.
Oh, yes, they did. I just heard a report yesterday. You know what they said about it?
But did you hear anything about Basel 2 and Basel 3?
No. This is what they actually said, that nothing's going to come out of this thing. It's just a bunch of high-flying financiers that get around them for a few days and they grumble at each other. That's what they actually said.
Look, the G20, the financial community, the world financial community, agreed last year and the year before, Basel 1 and Basel 2, that a new rule would go into effect at the end of September of 2009. Now, this is of extreme importance. This rule says that any bank deemed not financially viable on an international scale by international bankers, I assume, will not be allowed to do business outside of the country in which they are headquartered. Okay? Now, this is going to pit the United States and Great Britain against all the other G20 members, because the other G20 members basically have banking systems that are viable. The British and the American systems are bankrupt. And this is going to create a pack mentality of particularly the European members versus the British and American or Anglo-American members. And I'm telling you, this meeting is going to be extremely contentious, and it might get very, very nasty.
Well, they gave it as much press time as the 9/12 a couple of Saturdays ago in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And oh, gosh. Well, let me just move on here. Your other book that you did, published in 2005, you talked about the takeover of the Illuminist here. The destruction of the dollar.
Right.
The end of the dollar as the world currency. Now, keep in mind, this was 2005. Healthcare used as a means of socialization of America. Expanding inflation of the dollar. Expanding uncontrolled immigration from Mexico and Central America. The explosive value growth of silver, gold, palladium, which we're now seeing, but they're still sitting on it real hard. This way the governments can run out and buy what's left up out there. And then when it hits the consumer market, there's not going to be a whole lot of it left. And, well, the premiums will be really high. For those of you that didn't buy gold and silver when you can afford it, don't talk to me when you really can't afford it.
I know. And you know, it's limitless to where it's going. Because it's just, you know, what these governments, particularly the United States government, is doing is they're destroying the value of the dollar faster than anybody can imagine. And as the value of the dollar declines, gold rises. I don't know what it's at today. The last I looked at it, it was 1,030. I don't know what it is today. Do you, John?
We're getting the figures right now.
Yeah.
They keep suppressing it. Every time the gold exchange opens up or overnight, they'll try to drive it down, and then magically it'll start escalating.
Listen, they don't have the assets to suppress it any longer. I think that's what's happened.
Yeah.
It happened about 9 or 10 months ago. They kept suppressing it, but they couldn't, and now they can't.
Let's take a call here. Larry in Texas. Hello, Larry.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Mr. Creek.
Hold that thought. We've got commercial interrupt us here. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We still have the First Amendment, the ability to speak. Do we have still the ability to act? Well, I would call for a time of action now. Because inaction Well, you're just going to be a little abomination, little robot out there, a little socialized American. We'll be right back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, Larry, we got commercialized interruptus there. Go ahead.
All right. Mr. Krieg, could you answer me a question? You brought up a number of people, I guess, in their affiliations with these secret organizations. And it's been a while, but I was looking some in your bio a while back. Are you a member of the Freemasons?
Yes, I am.
How could you take part in that, when it is a part of the Great Brotherhood that's bringing about this whole thing that is calling for our destruction?
Well,
let me ask you this question, because I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What degree are you?
I'm a 32nd.
32nd.
So you see, John, your whole station, you've got people who are giving out bits of what's happening. And I really question how many of them are on the inside, and they give out bits of things that are happening, but while taking part, and they're double dipping. And I don't think this is right.
Okay, now hold on, Larry. Hang on a
second. So, if you don't mind, Larry, let me set you straight on something. Okay. I've been a Mason for, my guess would be, 28 years, maybe something like that. I've been in lodges in New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, Florida, all over the country, pretty much. The first principle is that Masons are not allowed to discuss politics in lodge meetings, and they do not do so. There's no endorsement of political candidates. There's no political discussions in lodges. The people who put forth this Masonic information developed this information out of a document that is called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. The protocols extensively use Masonic bodies as a excuse, or let's say as the child to blame for what they're planning. The fact of the matter is that Jews represent less than 2.5% of Masonic membership. And with 2.5%, you certainly don't control an organization.
Well, that's about the same percentage of what they comprise, maybe a little bit greater than what they comprise of the general public.
And yes, I would tell you this, no, you're right. The general public is approximately 3.4%.
Well, they run a whole lot of our government. They happen
they
to
certainly
run the
do.
Media and the banking and a whole lot of other things.
They certainly do. Look, Larry, I could give you a ton of books to read that cover this topic. I will tell you that I have never in my life been in a Masonic meeting in which there was any sort of political discussions. That includes the shrine. It just doesn't happen.
Have you been tapped for the 33rd degree?
No. Now I have to prerequisite everything. I'm a York Rite Mason. A York Rite Mason cannot be a 33rd degree Mason. That is only a Scottish Rite issue, and a York Rite Mason can only be a Christian. A Scottish Rite Mason can be a Muslim, a Jew, or a Christian. Any monotheist can be a Scottish Rite Mason, but a York Rite Mason can only be a Christian. That may have something to do with this. I don't know.
Now, you're familiar with Albert Pike's book.
Yes, I am.
Morals and Dogma.
Yes, I am.
And you're aware of what he said, that when you go into that initiate phase, that 33rd degree, there are secrets that are revealed. And that one of those grand secrets, and this is Scottish Rite Freemasonry, by the way, that you will find out that the light bearer is Lucifer. That, in fact, that he is the reigning supreme power, second to God.
You know, that's
Adrian,
that's what
everything
said.
In Freemasonry leads to that. I mean, the whole handshake, and when you see a fellow Mason, and you ask them if they're a fellow traveler, and they say they're supposed to reply, yes, they're traveling from east to west. Well, that's how the sun does. It's all about the sun. But all of this is about perfecting humanity. And is that
what they think
is going on?
It
is
Larry,
their destruction.
I won't disagree with you on the basic premise, which you just said, that Masons are... or were essentially a movement to perfect humanity, that there is a very strong humanist element in the Masonic bodies. I do not think that there is a political sphere involved in Masonry at all. At least I have never seen it.
Okay, Larry, hang on. If you've got any other questions, just hang on to the... I have a funny feeling not a whole lot of books are going to be sold here, but the phone lines are going to just absolutely light up. We'll be right back.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Larry, do you have any other questions or comments, sir?
The fact that all of these secret societies are connected, and they make them look like they're not. But
the Masons are not a secret society. You can get the membership of any Masonic lodge anywhere in the country. There, some of them are on the Internet. You can call them up. They'll tell you who the members are.
Well,
it's not a secret society.
Each one of these is connected at the hip. And they're all destruction as a nation.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
Who's connected to who? What's connected to what?
Skull and Bones and every one of these. The Fraternal Order of Police.
Oh,
all of them are connected.
Come on, Larry. For goodness sakes, give
yes,
it a rest.
Are.
The Fraternal
all
Order
after
of Police
the same thing.
And Skull and Bones and the Masons are the same thing? Don't be ridiculous. For goodness sakes.
Larry, I thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I mean, let's get some common sense into this discussion. The next thing we'll find out is that the U.S. Marine Corps is connected.
Well, I just got an email here from a friend of mine that says, holy crap, what a thing to learn about your guest. On air, I'm in agreement. Mona in California. Hello, Mona.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
I never like to disagree with you, John. I love you so much, and I support you so much. But I just want to say one thing about the Masons. this 33rd degree Mason that everybody accuses all the heads of states of being, as if they were involved in this masonry for 32 degrees and then they emerge into the 33rd degree, which makes them Luciferians. It's a misunderstanding. Both of my grandfathers and my father were 32 degree Masons. My mother told me that the 33rd degree is an honorary degree that is sent to every head of state as a way of saying, we love you, big shot. We hope you like us. That's all it is. It has no meaning whatsoever, the 33rd degree.
All right. I didn't...
I just wanted to make that point.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mona.
Bye.
You know, John, if people have questions about this, let them feel free to send me an email. My email is Kriega, K-R-I-E-G-A, at FRII.com. And if they have a question or a comment about this, I don't have any problem with answering that. I've been forthright in admitting my membership to the Masonic Order. Let's say George Washington was a Mason.
Yeah,
was he in charge of some kind of a crazy conspiracy?
Well, but you know what George said? Hey, Adrian, you know what George said about this? He said, the more I learn about Masonry, the more I find that it is contrary to the precepts and the concepts that we're trying to put forth in this republic. And he He decried it before he died. He made a public proclamation about it.
John.
Yes.
Benjamin Franklin was a Mason. Mozart was a Mason. You can't tell me that all these people were in some kind of an insane conspiracy to control the world. If they were, they would have probably succeeded. No, I think one of the things that people need to do is they need to read my book Valley, because in Valley, I demonstrate who the actual conspirators are and how they are connected.
All right, let's take another call. I mean, I wished I had Tex Mars on right now at this point.
Texie Mars is a screwball.
holy mackerel. You know, Adrian, I think I'm going to end this conversation right here.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that long, pregnant pause. Oh, my God. All right. There goes that one. There goes that one. George, bail me out here.
Good afternoon. John Stadtmiller. John Stadtmiller, there is nothing like getting busted in daylight.
There's nothing like being made a damn fool of.
No. You are not the one who was busted. Now then, this highly regarded, highly educated, most well-read gentleman by the name of Dr. Krieg, he has enumerated some illustrious characters that are actually participating in the formation of the American Constitution, including Benjamin Franklin. He also talked about George Washington. Of course, you also pointed out to him immediately that the great George Washington, upon receiving a copy of a book that was written by John Robinson, proof of a conspiracy, after he completed reading the book, that is George Washington, and suddenly he realized that he was being hoodwinked.
In fact,
he turned his back.
Well, you know what? I read this guy's bio today here. He's even subbed for me on the air. He says, what do you think of the CFR, the Trilat, AIPAC, Bilderbergers, the Order, the Bohemian Grove, Round Table, and Kitchener's Kindergarten are all about? And it's very interesting, that old Texie Mars, this guy's a lunatic. That's when I cut the interview off.
Mr. John Stadtmiller, I am telling you that I hold you now in great honor, sir, to do what you have done. That to great courage. You are now have worked your way into the hearts of every American that still believes that this nation has a destiny to be fulfilled, and it will be fulfilled as soon as we expose these criminal elements that are supporting to bringing about a one-world totalitarian police state.
Well,
the Masons, through history, it's been demonstrated that they've been the very central figures, components, in working towards bringing about a one-world government. Let me very quickly mention this. Joseph Stalin, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin, Trotsky, Karl Marx, Engels, and the rest of them. The entire Politburo in Soviet Union consisted of Jews, and all of them had one thing that they shared collectively. They were all Masons. Mr. Dr. Krieg, you made a mistake coming on John Stadtmiller's program.
Yeah, well...
And I tell you, that gentleman by the name of Larry that called in,
yeah.
I love to know the state he's from.
Texas.
Oh, he's from Texas. Larry, with the grace of God and with the permission of John Stadtmiller, we will talk about who the Masons are really are, aren't we, Mr. Stadtmiller?
We will, indeed.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it, George. My only complaint to Larry was, why didn't you call me, like, after the show and tell me? You know, I don't enjoy busting people on the air. Meh. Well, now that I think about it... What's that? Yeah, well, you're right. Tom in Pennsylvania. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, John.
Hi.
I was a Mason in 1975 for a very short time. And when I had realized what I had done, I asked to be removed from the rolls of the Masonic Lodge, and it was denied. And they said the only way that you can get out is to not pay your dues.
Oh.
And I said, done.
Simple as that.
And I have completely, before Almighty God, have renounced the oath that I took, and I'm glad that I'm not in it anymore, and... the gentleman who was on there, and I just caught part of the last part of your program there, but it is a conspiracy, and the gentleman that was on there before me with the thick Hungarian accent, I can't think of his name, but he's absolutely
George.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm out of it. I don't want any more of it. And I don't know. Maybe it's different in different states, but here in Lancaster. They told me that I couldn't get out of unless I didn't pay my dues, and I just said, done, that's all there is to it. But
I think if you
go to some of the websites, you can see what the oath is. I can recite it if you're doubting my veracity.
Go ahead, do it.
Tom, of my own free will and accord in the presence of Almighty God, in this worshipful lodge dedicated to His glory, and held forth in memory of Holy St. John, do hereby, herein, and hereon, do solemnly swear, forever conceal, and never will reveal, and is a part of parts of the secret art and mystery of Freemason. If I do, then may my throat be cut from ear to ear, and my tongue cut out and buried in the deep sands of the sea where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. So help me God.
But... Albert Pike, it was a Confederate general, by the way.
Yes, he was.
Came out with the book Morals and Dogma. And in that book, and he was one of the grand poobahs, and this didn't have anything to do with deflecting this of the elders, the protocol of the elders of Zion. I've got a copy of that. Let me just reach down here and grab this. I have my own copy of the protocols of the meetings of the learned elders of Zion. And we seem to be playing a little game here of musical chairs.
You're right. It is a game. All right, when they say, they ask you if you've traveled to the east, what they're saying is, have you traveled to the east side of the lodge? The lodge is laid out in a perfect square, and it's been a long time. I can't remember everything in detail, but they blindfold you, and they take you around, and then when they take the blindfold off, you have three people standing there with swords at your throat. And like I said, that was a long time ago when I did that, and I humbly admit that I was wrong in doing so.
Yeah,
well, and I'll never do it again.
Well, yeah, well, and it's not a secret society. Look, I can go up to the CFR. I can get the list of membership of the Council on Foreign Relations.
True.
That's not a secret. But what these people have been doing for oh so many years with their sister group, the Round Table in England, is to bring about and lay the groundwork for the global governance scheme. I'm just totally blown away here.
You don't hold that against me, what I just told you, do you?
No. Are you kidding me? You know, that's the whole purpose of this network, is to ferret out who's doing what and doing to whom under the guise of, I'm just trying to help you.
Well, I'm certainly glad that you asked the gentleman to go off the air, because he's a salesman. He's trying to sell the product.
He got me sold. He got me. Hey, Tom. I've never on this radio program ever said that I'm sterling, cast iron, 100% correct all the time. What I do
neither
remind,
am I.
What I do remind people is, you take the information and you ferret it out, you research it. If you don't believe something's going on, do it to your own satisfaction. I'm satisfied today.
Well, I do appreciate your program very much, and I'm just kind of glued to it. A little late today getting in there. I'm sorry I missed the gentleman, but
it all sounded pretty good up until Larry in Texas called.
yeah, it did. But they make it sound good.
Yeah. Well, and what he talks about in his books, I mean, I've read a lot of his stuff. It's pretty right on as to what's going on and with the banks and all this other stuff. But my God, you know, I guess I really have to thank Larry and you, Tom. Thank you for not going along with the grand plan. By the way, you haven't planted any cornerstones lately, have you?
A short, interesting story. My brother is a 32nd degree in the state of Maryland, which I don't live that far away, mm-hmm. And I received a letter from from his son, my nephew, and corresponded what we had to correspond. And I knew my brother was a 32nd degree down in Maryland at the Stevenson Lodge in Haverty Grace. And so I went to Stevenson Lodge, Stevenson Masonic Lodge, Haverty Grace, Maryland. They have archives and everything. They have PM, past masters. So I went to it, and lo and behold, there was my brother's name. And so I copied and pasted and sent it to an email to my nephew. And I said, do you recognize anybody on here? And he sent back, yes, all of them. And I never heard from him since.
Must be that sword. It's a little bit close to his gullet.
Well, I didn't say anything out of the way, and like you said, it was public information, or it wouldn't be on the Internet.
Right. Understood. Hey, Tom.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Oh, God, I hate Mondays. Nothing good has ever happened to me on a Monday, and I don't know why that is. Chris, can I get the next caller here? Bill in Arkansas. Hello, Bill. How you doing?
I love it.
Why am I laughing?
I just love it. John?
Yeah.
honest to God, I love these kind of shows. I do. I mean, you they used to talk about live TV. Live radio is even better.
I'm telling you. And we work without a safety net. So
I know it.
There ain't no getting around this one, bud.
Well, you know, it occurred to me when I was sitting there listening to them talking about how they're not secret organizations that, well, obviously this must be your mistake then, because I'm sure the fact that he was a 32nd degree Mason must have been right there in his bio, and you just missed it.
Oh, yeah, in 4-inch tall letters. I kept reading the thing, and nowhere on here could I find that I'm a 32nd degree Mason.
Well, I'll be dipped in buttermilk.
But this is what he does put in his bio. Anyone who believes that history is a happenstance occurrence must be delusional. The events of history are planned by the elites. Do you plan your day in advance? Does your employer have an operational plan for his business? Does your bank plan when they give you a mortgage? Why do you think the elite that fund our political systems not also plan? Why do you think the CFR, the TC, the AIPAC, Bilderbergers, the Order, the Bohemian Grove, Roundtable, and Kitchener's Kindergarten are all about?
But not the Masons.
But not the Masons. We'll be right
back.
Have
a great day.
Thanks.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's
The methods of conquest. Today I may tell you that our goal is now only a few steps off. There remains a small space to cross, and a whole long path we have trodden is ready now to close its cycle with a symbolic snake, by which we symbolize our people. When this ring closes, all the states of Europe will be locked in its coil in a powerful vice. I'm reading out of the protocols, by the way, talking about the European Union. The constitution scales of these days will shortly break down, for we have established them with a certain lack of accurate balance in order that they may oscillate incessantly until they wear through the pivot on which they turn. The Goyim are under the impression that they have welded themselves sufficiently strong, and they have all along kept on expecting that the scales would come into equilibrium. But the pivots, the kings of their thrones, are hemmed in by the representatives who play the fool, distraught with their own uncontrolled and irresponsible power. This power they owe to the terror which has been breathed into their palaces, as they have no means of getting at their people into their varied midst. The kings on their thrones are no longer able to come to terms with them and so strengthen themselves against seekers after power. We have made a gulf between the far-seeing sovereign power and the blind force of the people, so that they both have lost all meaning. For like the blind man with his stick, both are powerless apart. Poverty is our weapon. All people are chained down to heavy toil by poverty more firmly than ever. They were chained by slavery and serfdom. From these, one way and another, they might free themselves. These could be settled with, but from want they will never get away. So what do we give them? Give them banking. Oh, gosh. These people make my head hurt. Materialism that replaces religion. And I'm just flipping through this at random. This is all good stuff. Every republic passes through several stages. The first of these is compromised in the early days of mad raging by the blind mob, tossed hither and thither, right and left. The second is demagoguery, from which is born anarchy, and that leads inevitably to despotism. Not any longer legal and overt, and therefore responsible despotism, but to unseen and secretly hidden, yet nevertheless sensibly felt despotism in the hands of some secret organization or other, whose acts are more unscrupulous inasmuch as it works behind a screen, behind the backs of all sorts of agents, the changeling of whom not only does not injuriously affect but actually aids the secret force by saving it, thanks to continual changes from the necessity of expanding its resources on the rewarding of long services. And then they say, we shall destroy God. But even freedom might be harmless and have its place in the state economy without injury to the well-being of its peoples if it rested upon the foundation of faith in God, upon the brotherhood of humanity, unconnected with a conception of equality which is navigated by the very laws of creation, for they have established subordination. With such a faith as this, a people might be governed by a wardship of parishes and would walk contentedly and humbly under the guiding hand upon the spiritual pastor, submitting to the dispositions of God upon earth. This is the reason why it is indispensable for us to undermine all faith, to tear out of the mind of the Goyim the very principle of Godhead and the Spirit, and to put in its place arithmetical calculations and material needs. Yep, 70% of GDP. I think we'll see you tomorrow.
With recent international